A company fighting an ordinance it said was discriminatory to wind energy producers just lost a long legal battle. As WFHB correspondent Cole Stinson tells us, the possible repercussions of that legal decision puts in peril potentially millions of dollars of revenue for residents of Rush and Henry counties.
After 2 years of court trials, a company wanting to build a wind farm in Rush County, Indiana, lost a battle with local officials over how close the turbines could be to uninvolved homes. Apex Clean Energy specializes in creating clean electricity through solar panels and wind turbines. They had been working with Rush and Henry counties to build a wind farm called Flat Rock Wind. The two counties are situated about an hour east of Indianapolis. The dispute began in July 2015 when the Rush County Board of Zoning Appeals enacted a 2,300-foot setback distance for non-participating property lines. They specifically changed the distance from the county-stated minimum of 1,000 feet. One concern the Board of Zoning Appeals had that influenced the decision was infrasound. Infrasound is a noise composed of waves with frequencies so low that humans can't hear them. While people can't hear them, the Board of Zoning Appeals believes that they can still do harm if people are exposed to them for long periods of time. Claims about the effects of infrasound from wind turbines are unproven, though they are often cited by those protesting wind farm projects. Attorney for the Rush County Board of Zoning Appeals, Stephen Snyder, said his defendants were being misunderstood.
We're not dealing with, as has been alleged, anti-wind people. We're dealing with people who didn't want a 600-foot wind tower within 1,000 feet of their back door, because that would be like having it in your backyard from that standpoint.
If built as first envisioned, Flat Rock Wind could serve as an economic powerhouse for Rush and Henry counties, according to Flat Rock Wind project manager Aaron Baker.
A 180-megawatt project would generate enough electricity to power over approximately 80,000 homes each year. Apex Clean Energy conservatively estimates that Flat Rock Wind, if built as originally planned, will deliver about $18 million in new property tax revenues to both Henry and Rush counties over the life of the project. And these new tax revenues will make additional funding available for local government, schools, emergency services, et cetera. And payments would include approximately $2.6 million directly to local schools and $2.4 million in economic development payments to the counties. And then in addition to that, this would be paired with lease payments to landowners totaling over $20.6 million over the life of the project.
The project would also provide roughly 200 local construction jobs and then create 10 long-term operation and maintenance jobs as well. No representative from Rush County could be reached for comment, but Baker believes the county overstepped its boundaries.
The Rush County Board of Zoning Appeals disregarded the turbine setbacks that they outline in their own wind energy ordinance, and without justification provided, they arbitrarily assigned the Flat Rock Wind Project a new setback from non-participating property lines that is nearly three times greater than the requirement defined in the county's own wind ordinance. And this makes the setback one of the most restrictive in not just Indiana, but in the entire country.
Apex took the dispute to the county superior court. Judge Matthew D. Bailey upheld the decision, causing Apex to then go to the Court of Appeals. In the Court of Appeals, the decision still came out against Apex. The court decided that landowners should have a say in where the wind turbines could be in relation to their property. Even if the Rush County Board of Zoning Appeals reversed its decision, the Court of Appeals said that the uninvolved landowners would still be in an unfair situation. They then decided that the Board of Zoning Appeals was in the right to extend the distance from the uninvolved homes in order to, quote, preserve the health and safety of the public. According to the senior director of Environmental Affairs at the American Wind Energy Association, Mike Snyder, the Board of Zoning Appeals' health concerns may have been excessive.
A lot of the issues out there are known and are predictable and are things that a lot of sound science have gone on to properly address those at the community level.
But given the loss at the Court of Appeals, Apex made its final attempt by trying to appeal to the Indiana Supreme Court. After all the Supreme Court justices reviewed the case and previous decisions, a unanimous decision was made to deny. Apex is now looking at building Flat Rock Wind in two separate phases, according to Baker. Turbines would first go up in Henry County, but Baker doesn't want to shut the door on Rush County just yet.
Apex will continue to try to communicate and negotiate with the Rush County officials, and your hope is that ultimately both counties can benefit from Flat Rock Wind.
Although Flat Rock Wind met resistance in Rush County, wind farms are relatively successful in Indiana. According to the American Wind Energy Association, Indiana is in 12th place for installed capacity. In total, this state has about 15 wind projects currently online. Senior analyst for the American Wind Energy Association, Hannah Hunt, praises wind farms in this region.
States in the Midwest have, these projects have continuously produced some of the most productive wind turbines in the country, and really attracting even investment from corporate investors, including Amazon Web Services actually purchases wind energy from an Indiana wind farm. So you're seeing that these are a good economic investment that are in turn helping to employ local Hoosiers in their local communities.
Currently, 4.8% of the state's energy comes from wind power, according to the American Wind Energy Association. Hunt said this is roughly the national average, but there is room for improvement.
You can look to other states, like Iowa, for example, last year produced over a third of its electricity with wind. And so we've seen proof that states can integrate much higher percentages of wind energy, much higher than the current 5% that Indiana is producing.
At the rate the industry is moving at, the American Wind Energy Association said this number has the potential to increase. Hunt said that wind turbines are only becoming more affordable.
Over the past 7 years, we've seen the cost of wind go down by two-thirds. And when the cost of wind has gone down in these recent years, that's due in part largely to performance improvements and to turbine technology advancements that are allowing wind turbines to produce more energy and also to do it at less cost, which is helping us to really achieve the strong growth that we've seen over the past 2 years. In particular, we've seen two straight years where at least 8,000 megawatts of wind has been installed.
The growth of an alternative to fossil fuels sounds contradictory to the Trump agenda, but the American Wind Energy Association claims that things are looking good.
Wind energy really is primed to be part of President Trump's all-of-the-above energy strategy and really is effective at domestic energy production, first of all, also providing energy security to the U.S. and providing a good, stable, reliable source of electricity. And I will say that we're working with the administration and we are doing what we can to increase the importance of transmission to help and to increase wind project development over the next 5-10 years.
Reporting from WFHB, this is Cole Stinson.